Man's best friend. All right, let's extend that. Everybody's best friend. There are a few things that people tend to like more than dogs, and maybe that's because they're so forgiving. In a world where every little thing that we do, and every little thing that we think, is widely publicized and subject to the dissenting opinions of our peers, it feels like we really have to calculate and curate every status that we make and every picture that we post. But your dog will never hate you. Your dog will never judge you. Your dog will give you nothing but love and support, no matter who you are or what you do. Let's remember to reciprocate that. Hello, Laurier. This is the Cordcast. Behind National Service Dogs is awesome because dogs are awesome. For autism, for PTSD, for companionship, the organization has been committed to training these adorable animals and getting them in places where their love can help the most. And what a cultural moment it is for dogs. Have you been online lately? They're everywhere. On the show today, branching off from our latest issue, I got together with a couple members of our editorial board for a quick general talk about dogs, as well as for a look at the music we're currently listening to. This conversation was recorded on September the 25th, 2017. The opinions expressed are those of the individuals expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the intentions of the content discussed or the opinions of any other member of the Cord staff. Thanks for listening. Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cordcast. I am Carlos Wild. I'm the features editor at the newspaper and the host of this program. And, I'm joined here by a couple members of our editorial board, and I'd like you guys to tell me your names, what you do, and I'd also like to know your favorite season and why.
All right, so hi, this is Pranav Desai. I'm the sports editor here at the Cord. My favorite season, I guess, would be fall. I'm originally from India, so I'm used to a lot of heat, so not really particularly enjoying the weather right now, but
yeah, it's brutal, right?
Yeah, so hopefully if it cools off, that'll definitely be, I would definitely say fall is my favorite season, not just because we're technically in fall, it just is my favorite season.
Right, yeah, no, I got you. And who else we got here?
Well, my name is Alan Lee. I'm the graphics editor for the Cord, so I work with volunteers to complete all the illustrations every week, and I have to say my favorite season is also fall. Earlier, we were talking about how our favorite seasons often coincide with our birthdays or our birth months, and I was born in September, so yeah.
That's awesome. I was born in January, but fall is my favorite season too. And
oh.
I think it's because you get to wear layers in the fall, and you get to wear flannels, get to dress better, more comfortably. So let's get moving on with the podcast then. We have a new issue out this week on Wednesday. And Pranav, can you tell us about something that's going to be in this week's issue?
Yeah, so there's obviously many good stories in this issue, but one thing that I want to particularly point about is, I know I'm the sports editor and I should point out the Battle of Waterloo, but that's going to be on the cover and everybody should already know about that, but Abdul, who is the lead sports reporter here, actually wrote a really good story about the women's soccer game in which the Hawks end up winning by a final score of 7-1, so definitely check that out.
Awesome. Yeah, and Alan, what else is going on in the issue?
Well, graphics-wise, I'm really excited to be laying out the spread this week. It's a feature article about service dogs, and everyone likes dogs, so.
Yeah, everybody does like dogs, so we're going to be talking about that article and a bit more about dogs a little bit later on the podcast, but definitely be sure to pick up this week's issue of the Cord. In-depth look at something inside of the issue. We already talked a little bit about the stuff that's going to be showing up in there, and it's going to be a great issue. It's going to definitely be worth checking out. As Alan was saying, we are running a feature story this week about service dogs. And
specifically, the article written by one of our news editors, Natalie Bouchard, and our creative director, Madeline McInnes, goes over some of the positive effects that these dogs have on the mental health of the individuals that they are assigned to. But it's more complicated than that because there are all sorts of issues in place, especially in the school system, that restrict these dogs from being allowed in the places where they need to be, specifically the classroom. For the full story, check out the feature section in this week's issue. If you'd like to hear three men have a very general exchange on canines, then keep listening.
Quick question to you guys, what's better, cats or dogs?
Gotta say, dogs, I think, in my opinion. What about you, Pranav?
I think I would definitely be more of a dog person too. Just because, you know, cats usually make more of a mess inside the houses, while dogs, you can just walk them.
And
I haven't really had a lot of experience with cats, so maybe I'm not the best person to ask this question, but yeah.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Now, they do, of course, refer to dogs as man's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I guess as far as animals go, they're pretty good. I guess my only objection is we don't eat them, so... I mean, I'm a big fan of food,
Would you like to eat dogs, Alan?
I mean, what I'm trying to say is... I would say cows are man's best...
You're saying that cows are man's best friend because we murder cows and eat them.
Well,
is that what friendship is to you, Alan?
Yes.
Now, speaking of that, I actually just saw an article online today from The Atlantic that said that if everybody who ate beef quit eating beef and switched to eating beans instead... it would have amazing effects on the environment and on our production because so much of beef production is using up so much land and so much food. It's insane. But we're getting a little off topic there. We're talking about dogs. Do you guys know much about the service dogs program?
Just to give a bit more detail on how the program works and why there are so many dogs and students around campus involved in it, there is a puppy raiser applicant hub on the National Service Dogs website where people are able to apply to raise puppies for a limited period, 6 months, a year, or 18 months. This is to prepare the dogs for different support roles later in their lives. The puppy raisers are then required to put the dogs through obedience classes provided by the program, and more than anything, to give these dogs a positive home to grow up in. Listed on their website, these dogs are then put into one of a few different assistive placements for autism, for PTSD, canine-assisted intervention, companion dogs, and even career-change dogs, those simply placed as a pet in the home.
Well, myself, not really. What about you, Pranav?
I don't really know much about them, but I feel like I never really even knew what service dogs were until I came to Lurie and I saw a few of them walking around here.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I think they're supposed to help.
So, it's a great program. Gonna have a great article about dogs in the issue that's definitely gonna be worth checking out. And yeah, let's move on from there. Alright guys, we're going to move on to the next section of the program. And this section is called the Questions of the Week, where we are going to ask you some relevant questions pertaining to something in the issue. In the latest issue of the newspaper, we've got a new Cord Picks, which is becoming a series, I guess, that we're running. Last time we did Cord Picks, some cool locations around Waterloo that you can visit, lesser known stuff. And we're moving now into Cord Picks Music. There's going to be a couple of playlist choices, some songs that are definitely worth checking out, but I know I didn't contribute to that article. Did either of you guys contribute to it?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
We're getting left out here, so let's talk about tunes, guys. What's on your playlist lately? What are you listening to, Pranav?
I mentioned this earlier to you guys, but I'm mostly a hip-hop fan, and nothing new as of late, but I think this year, my two favorite albums have been Damn from Kendrick Lamar and 444 from Jay-Z, and I think both those albums have been two of the best, like, hip-hop albums of the year, so yeah, I've been really bumping those.
Absolutely. I was thinking earlier this year, I had lost faith in Jay-Z. It had been so long since he put out anything good. Like, I love the Black Album.
Same,
but
yeah.
Everything since then. Are you a Jay-Z fan, Ian?
I have to say, I only know his biggest hits.
And they are huge, and they are dynamite. But yeah, I mean, 444 just blew me away. If you haven't listened to that, Alan, you gotta listen. And I'm sorry, I think I called you Ian a minute ago. Doubling on my words here. Just getting too worked up over Jay-Z, over 444, so I can definitely get in with you on there. But Alan, what are you listening to?
I feel like my tastes are pretty sporadic, but three things that I've been really listening to lately. One is Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, a classic.
Okay, yeah.
Second one is Circles by Thrice. And it's kind of like metal, but a little softer with cool time signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And last piece is one that I'm playing as a music major, and it's Fauré's Piano Quintet in D minor.
Oh, right on.
Very autumnal piece. I know that was like a qualifier for the Chord Picks music this week, so I suggest checking that out.
Nice. All right. So you're a musician then?
Yes, I play piano.
Nice. That's awesome. And you think that that has a real impact on the kind of music that you listen to?
It's hard to say because there's a lot of pianists in the music faculty, or musicians in the music faculty, and we all have very sporadic tastes in music. But I think one thing that I find in general is, as a whole, we tend to look, like try to investigate further, is what I'm trying to say, into this, like, albums that we listen to. Like, we don't, like, occasionally there are people who only listen to like what they hear on the radio, but people in the music faculty generally are people who are actively trying to search out for new music.
Right on. So you should be writing whole articles on what we should be listening to here, Alan.
I'm not one of those people. Okay. Unfortunately.
And as we were saying before, unfortunately though, Alan has never really invested a lot of time into listening to Tupac.
Yeah.
So that's something that's going to have to change. And for my own personal listens lately, I have been listening to quite a bit of Tupac and quite a bit of Prince.
Yeah.
So yeah, awesome picks, guys. Thanks for that. But we kind of want to move on from there. And I wanted to ask you guys what the greatest television show theme of all time is. Now, there is a correct answer. There is a correct answer. But I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. So when you say greatest theme song of all time, I think the objective answer
mm-hmm.
that could like span across generations,
yeah.
in my opinion, would be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The Fresh
oh.
Prince of Bel-Air,
yeah.
okay.
I think you would get like a wide range of people who are aged differently, and they would all, they can probably still sing the song off
mm-hmm.
just the top of their head. And then I know personally, I'm going to give you one answer. I'm just going to run through a few that I really like.
Okay.
Like The Office theme song. I know it's just
oh,
instrumental.
Yeah.
I really
it's iconic,
like
yeah.
And then as of late, the Game of Thrones
mm-hmm.
beginning intro of instrumental is also great. But I think for me, the one that rises above them all, and it's really different from the rest, is the Pokemon theme song.
The Pokemon theme song. Holy.
So I'll give you an explanation for why. When I was younger, that theme song used to get me so pumped up and so motivated. And if your theme song can motivate a 5-year-old kid,
yeah.
then I think it's pretty great. So
that's awesome. Now, those are wrong, unfortunately, but those are very good answers. Alan, what do you got to say? Best television show theme of all time?
Well, I'm also really interested in this correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go with what Pranab said. A lot of childhood TV shows, I find have really catchy theme songs, and for me, I think my favorite one would be Caillou.
The Caillou theme song.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever actually heard that
oh
one.
My
Can
gosh.
You sing it for us?
I'm only 6 years old. Each day I learn some more. Da 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 da. I'm
Caillou. That was great. That's
thank
great.
You.
Thanks,
thank
Alan. Unfortunately, though, that is also incorrect. The correct answer to the question, the greatest theme song for any television show ever, is actually the theme song from Friends. I'll Be There For You by, I believe it was the Rembrandts?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That is the greatest television theme song of all time. It's iconic. But those were good choices, so thanks a lot, guys. Podcast now into our closing segment, which is called Something Good. Every week what happens is I list off something good that I have seen or experienced or whatever from the past week, something I want to remember, and then everyone else on the panel does the same. So I'm going to kick off. Last week, I went to see a movie called American Assassin. It was a big, stupid, explosive movie, and it was awesome. It was the best part of my week. I had a great time, so let's move along here. Pranav, what is something good that you want to remember from the last week?
I was thinking about, as you were talking, I kind of remembered that I'm going to build off what you said here and that just stick with the theme of movies. The new Kingsman movie came out Friday.
Okay, yeah.
And I rewatched the original one.
Yeah.
This past week, just to kind of refresh my memories about, you know, what the franchise was about, and I enjoyed it just as much as I did watching it the first time around. So I'm looking forward to watching the second one.
Golden Circle, right?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to go either tomorrow or the day after. So.
Nice. Yeah, I'm planning to go see that this week too. And Alan, something good from the last week?
Well, on a similar but somewhat unrelated note. I saw a play last week. It is a play produced by a club in the school. I got to see a lot of my friends act in it, and it's called School for Scandal. And I used to act in this company called Student Budget Productions with them. But this time I was in the audience, and it was really fun and interesting to see it from the other perspective. And I found that as an audience member, 99% of the author Sheridan's jokes went straight over my head.
And I just wanted to note here for all our listeners, in case you couldn't tell, Alan is the most cultured member of our panel here today. So. Awesome. So thanks a lot, guys. That's actually all that we're going to talk about here today. So thanks for coming on the show. And thanks to all of you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot me an email at features@thecord.ca. And have an awesome week.
Quick thank you to everyone at Wolusip, especially all the staff and volunteers of the Chord, for making this program possible. Our music was provided by Steve Cave for Life.